USA Radio News.
A mix of snow, sleet, ice, and freezing rain is continuing to move up the East Coast, with 100 million people being affected by the storm. Snowplows are doing their best to keep the roads clear, but Missouri DOT spokesman Bob Parker says, with all the traffic on the roads...
On the interstates, when you got more traffic out there, the plus side, it'll heat up the roadway, make it a little better, it'll melt some. Sometimes if there's layers of snow out there, it'll just pack it down, which makes it harder to peel up sometimes to get off the roadway. So it's a double-edged sword when it comes to traffic.
A Florida judge ruled on Thursday that 4,000 voters whose mail-in and provisional ballots were rejected because of issues with their signatures will be given 1 to 2 days to resolve that problem and have their votes counted. The decision by the judge in Tallahassee comes as a 3 p.m. Eastern deadline approaches for ballots to be counted in the statewide recall. President Trump today will speak at a conference for veterans and military families at the Marine Barracks in Washington, D.C. with the First Lady. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Republicans in the House elected Kevin McCarthy as their new leader. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. Republicans will be the minority in the House for the first time since 2011. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip. House Democrats will elect their nominee to serve as Speaker and other top leadership positions when they officially take the majority later this month.
Roy Clark, legendary country music singer and co-host of Hee Haw, has died. No details were made available about his death, and he was 85 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Now that the midterm elections have come and gone, we're hearing about some possible changes to President Trump's cabinet and White House staff. President Trump has dismissed the reports and says everyone still wants to work at the White House. Some in the media would like you to believe that this possible turnover in the White House is unprecedented. Well, Doug Weed joined Fox News and says, turnover in the White House, it's fairly common.
When I went to work on White House senior staff back in 1989, before you were born, and at the time they told me the average length of stay on White House senior staff was 1.5 years. Reagan had 4 chiefs of staff. So did Bill Clinton. Barack Obama had 5. George W. Bush had 5 secretaries of the Treasury. And Jimmy Carter, who was only in office for 4 years, had 6 acting secretaries of state. This is very common. You change the staff depending on what the new things need to be accomplished in the White House, which is constantly changing.
Weed also says don't underestimate the First Lady.
Melania Trump, very healthy, her comments and speaking up for herself. You may know all about the world and be the smartest person on earth about the world. If you're not smart enough to figure out, you need to treat the president's wife and her staff, president's daughter and son-in-law and their staff with respect. You're not smart enough to work in the White House. So I was very impressed with Melania Trump.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.